High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We now chat to Brett Herron. He's the Secretary General of the Good Party and was the mayoral candidate in the past local election that was held in November of 2021. The Good Party is currently calling for an investigation of the Cape Town SSIU. Brett, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
First of all, let's start off with the SSIU. What is the SSIU?
Well, I think that's a pertinent question. The question that I ask when I, in the letter to the minister, what is the SIU or the SIU as it used to be called without the double S, and why is it conducting criminal investigations and gathering intelligence, and where does it get its powers to do so? And why is it not subject to the Police Act and therefore not subject to oversight by the provincial parliament or the provincial MEC? So it is a unit that is described as gathering intelligence and conducting, and as it calls, shadow criminal investigations. And, you know, as a member of the provincial parliament, I've asked several questions about it, and the answers I get from the MEC are that the unit does not form part of the municipal police service, and he has no powers of oversight, and he can't answer my questions.
Well, that's bizarre. So they've changed the name, obviously, to the double SIU so that there's no confusion with our national SIU, which works under presidential proclamation. But it's performing what you would say is a law enforcement / intelligence gathering operation, yet they don't form part of the Metro Policing. Which department then funds this unit?
So it is funded by the City of Cape Town Safety and Security Directorate, which includes the Municipal Police Service, which is Metro Police, Traffic Services and Law Enforcement, and includes fire, the Fire Department and Disaster Risk Responses. But so it's in that directorate. But the line of reporting is not clear. And the reason that it raises a lot of red flags for me is that it is part of the Western Cape Safety Plan. And the Western Cape Safety Plan promises to halve the murder rate in the 10 most dangerous police precincts in the Western Cape, which all happen to fall in Cape Town. And part of that policing plan is to fund 150 investigators that will be deployed to the SSIU or the SIU. But so the Western Cape Provincial Government is adding some funding to boost the numbers in that SSIU, while at the same time saying that the SSIU is not part of any municipal police service and therefore they can't answer any questions about it.
Are these members appointed as peace officers? Do they carry city-issued firearms?
Well, I mean, this is really, you're asking all the right questions, because the city will describe the SIU as a unit that will conduct internal investigations within the Safety and Security Directorate when there is any allegation of wrongdoing by a member or an employee in that directorate. So a sort of internal investigation unit. But the unit is headed by an officer called a Chief of Specialized Investigations, and the members have firearms because the week before Christmas, a member of that unit was found shot dead, and it was found apparently on the scene of where he was found was his city-issued firearm. And so an internal investigation unit that is investigating employees who maybe have been accused of wrongdoing, I don't see why they need firearms. So yes, it just seems that they do have firearms. And as I say, what has not been reported is that one of their members was found shot dead with a service firearm.
What are you hoping to achieve from this process that you're instituting? And is it via questions at the provincial legislator, or are you doing it in another format?
So I've now reached out to the National Minister of Police and the National Commissioner, because I've exhausted all of my opportunities to ask questions in the provincial parliament. I've asked in the last year, two or three written questions for a written reply by the MEC. I put it on the order paper for a debate in the Parliament, and I have not been able to receive an answer. The only answer I have received is that the SIU is not subject to the provincial Parliament or the provincial MEC's oversight roles. And that is where I get the information that the SIU is not part of the municipal police services. So, in fact, I tried to ask some follow-up questions, and the Speaker of the Provincial Parliament disallowed any more questions on the matter. So it's a very strange set of circumstances around this unit. I've gone to the National Commission and the National Minister because the Police Act define the roles of the different executives. And the Police Act says if the provincial MEC fails to use his or her oversight powers or their powers in terms of the Police Act, then the National Minister can intervene, and the National Minister can actually place the Municipal Police Service under administration. So I think I've done everything I can to get information about this unit from the MEC. He refuses to play an oversight role with regards to this unit. And so I've gone to the National Minister and Commissioner in terms of the Police Act.
Let's just clear up why you're doing this. Are you concerned that without the necessary accountability and transparency as to the structures within this, that it could be used in a somewhat, and I hate to use this term, rogue manner?
Well, I also hate to use the word rogue because it is such a politically loaded term in South Africa. But I think a unit that operates outside of law, that is unaccountable to the provincial parliament, which has oversight powers over the functioning of municipal police services, is a rogue unit because if it is conducting criminal investigations, gathering intelligence, both of which are police functions or law enforcement functions, but is subject to no oversight and claims it is not part of a municipal police service, therefore is not subject to the Police Act, is something that's rogue. And so the reason I've done this is because it's dangerous. We've seen in South Africa the role that rogue law enforcement agencies can play. They can play political, roles in political battles. And it is, if the intention was to assist with crime fighting or crime prevention, then there's no reason for this unit not to be part of the Municipal Police Service. But placing it outside of the Municipal Police Service, unaccountable, no oversight over it, is dangerous for our crime-fighting objectives in South Africa. And I think it's a security risk. And given what we've seen over the last few days, I think anything that's outside of the legislation and not subject to oversight is extremely dangerous.
I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I wish you well in getting the necessary information so that it can come out, it can be in the open, we can understand what role this unit's playing. And if they are in fact fighting crime, let them do it correctly. If not, you can't break the law to uphold the law. So let's hope that the answers you receive are such that this unit is in fact operating legally. Brett Herrin, I thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.